Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, April 9th. Highway 6 is closed after a collision between an SUV and a school bus. It's closed between Hepworth and Shouldice Road. Grey Bruce OPP say there were minor injuries to the vehicle driver and no reported injuries on the bus. They say the crash will be cleaned up soon and the vehicles removed. Ontario's Progressive Conservative government is expanding strong mayor powers to more municipalities, including most in Bruce and Grey counties. It grants enhanced authority to heads of council, especially in dealing with housing and related provincial priorities to support the construction of homes, things like transit, roads, utilities, and servicing. In Grey County, all but Chatsworth, and in Bruce County, all but South Bruce Peninsula and Northern Bruce Peninsula, because their councils are smaller, will get access to strong mayor powers next month. Owen Sound Mayor Ian Boddy says the announcement caught him by surprise, and he's still learning about it.
I'd have to look at it, but at the end of the day, I would hope that a council of nine would come to the same conclusion that a mayor of one would come to.
The town of South Bruce Peninsula says phone scammers are targeting local residents by calling them and claiming to represent the South Bruce Peninsula Fire Department, asking for $500 donations via credit card or e-transfer. The town says the fire department does not solicit donations by phone and would never ask residents for money in this way. They say the OPP have been notified. The Chatsworth Egg Society is making a big leap for its new pavilion this week. The walls are supposed to go up on the 11th and 12th, weather permitting. Past president and director for the Egg Society, Sherry Brick.
We'll be available to the community, and we're really looking forward to the community having a place to gather and have events and social times.
The pavilion will have a kitchen and washrooms as well. It's being constructed on the site of Chatsworth's former arena. Huron Bruce's NDP candidate says she wants something to be done about the housing crisis and affordability during the current federal election. Melanie Burritt, who works as a high school library clerk, says it's important to make life more affordable for working class Canadians.
I'm really sick and tired of watching all my friends struggle and just watching all the pain out there. I really believe in the message, and I believe that we need to put people before profit and corporations.
Burritt is running against incumbent Conservative MP Ben Lobb, Liberal James Rice, Green candidate Gregory J. McLean, and two independents. On the federal election campaign trail, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is holding a rally tonight to continue campaigning about violent crime. He says a new Conservative government would end the so-called Liberal catch-and-release bail policies and deny any bail, parole, or probation for 10 years to anyone caught committing a third violent offense. Liberal leader Mark Carney talked about making Canada an energy superpower by using Canadian energy to displace imported energy, trade diversification, and long-term competitiveness with clean energy and the lowest carbon conventional energy. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is running on his work on pharmacare and dental care today. He says with just 25 new Democrat MPs, they forced the government to take the first real steps toward a universal pharmacare program. Free coverage for diabetes medication and contraception is finally within reach, and he says that hard-won progress is now at risk. The tariff roller coaster ride continues. U.S. President Donald Trump has put a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs for most countries, except China, which will see 125% tariffs immediately. He may or may not have a new 10% tariff on Canadian goods. International Trade Secretary Dominic LeBlanc is speaking with the U.S. this afternoon. Taking a look at the markets, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 1,220 points to 23,727. The Dow Jones is up 2,962 points. Our dollar is trading at 71 U.S. cents, up 84 one hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $62.52, up $2.94 a barrel. In sports, the battle for the NHL's Atlantic Division crown continues tonight when the Toronto Maple Leafs visit the Tampa Bay Lightning. 7 o'clock start, the Leafs are currently 2 points ahead of the Lightning for the division lead with 5 games to go. Game 4 of the Provincial Junior Hockey League North Conference Final goes tonight between the Hanover Barons and Orillia Terriers. The Barons lead the series 2-1. In Major League Ball, the Blue Jays look to secure a series win tonight at Fenway Park. The Jays have won back-to-back games over the Boston Red Sox. And in the NBA, the Raptors host the Charlotte Hornets. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast. Cloudy tonight, a chance of flurries, the wind becoming light, -4, the wind chill -8 overnight. Cloudy Thursday, a 60% chance of snow or rain in the afternoon, a light breeze and a high around 4 degrees. A chance of rain or flurries Friday and a high of 3. Right now it's 2 degrees in Meaford, -1 in Tobermory, 2 degrees in Walkerton, and it's +1 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.